Hey, everybody, and welcome back. We'd like to keep our ears to the ground here at Think and Act Locally, right?
Wow, always listening.
Well, this time, we found something that really piqued our interest, and it's got big implications. Yeah, potentially big for our listeners, especially those of you in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Right.
So we're doing a deep dive today into some excerpts from the Department of Government Efficiency website.
They called themselves DOGE for
Yeah,
short.
DOGE.
Huh.
Okay, so get this. Right on their homepage, the first thing you see is this big, bold statement, and it says,
Oh, I know this.
yeah, the people have voted for major reform.
Definitely attention grabbing.
I mean, talk about a headline grabber. So naturally, we got curious, right? Major
Absolutely.
reform. That sounds like, well, a major shakeup,
Could be.
But what exactly does it mean? And more importantly, what does it mean for our communities?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? What's it going to mean for us here?
Exactly. What kind of changes are we talking about? What are the potential impacts? Good, bad, or somewhere in between?
Well, the website itself doesn't get into all the nitty-gritty details right away.
Kind of leaves you hanging a bit, huh?
A little bit, yeah, but they do point to a few key areas where they're planning to focus their efforts.
Okay, so let's get down to brass tacks here. What are some of the things they're highlighting on the site?
So one of the biggies they emphasize is this idea of streamlining the permitting process, especially for small businesses.
Okay, I'm listening. Permitting can be a real headache, that's for
Oh,
sure.
tell me about it. So they're talking about making the whole process faster, less bureaucratic,
Less red tape. I like the sound of that already.
cutting through the red tape. Exactly. And that's something that could have a really direct impact on our local entrepreneurs, right?
Absolutely. It's no secret that small businesses are the backbone of our communities.
The heart and soul, really.
For sure. So anything that can help them thrive is a good thing in my book.
Right. And just imagine, like, how much easier would it be to open up, say, that new bakery everyone's been talking about on Center Street, or to finally launch that innovative tech startup over in Pasadena? I mean, if those dreams are easier to achieve because the permitting process is less of a burden.
More businesses, more jobs, more prosperity. I like where you're going with this.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the potential upside, right? A more vibrant, thriving local economy fueled by entrepreneurship.
Sounds like a win-win to me, but you know what they say? There are always two sides to every story. What are some of the concerns people might have about this?
Yeah, you're right. It's not all sunshine and roses, is it?
Probably not.
And that's where things get interesting, because while the DOGE website is all about, the benefits of cutting bureaucracy, some folks might worry about what gets lost in the
I
process.
can see that.
Like, is there a risk that less oversight could lead to, potential problems down the line, maybe even some unintended consequences that nobody saw coming?
That's a valid concern, yeah. Streamlining is great, but not if it comes at the cost of safety or accountability.
Right, exactly. Finding that right balance, that's the key. And it's something our communities need to be really thoughtful about as these reforms move forward.
I think that's a super important point you're raising there. And it kind of leads into another question that's been in my mind, which is how will all of this actually play out at the local level? Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, we're all unique communities with our own sets of needs and challenges.
That's so true. What works in one place might not be the best fit for another, right? And that's especially true when it comes to government.
One size fits all rarely ever does, in my experience.
No, definitely not. So it's going to be really crucial for residents of all three cities, Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, to make sure they're engaging with their local officials, making their voices heard.
Absolutely. Stay informed, stay involved. That's the message.
Because there are so many important questions we need to be asking. How will these reforms impact our schools, our parks, our public services?
These are the things that directly affect our daily lives.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think the big takeaway for our listeners today is this: change is coming, one way or another.
It's on the horizon.
And whether you see it as a positive thing, something to be excited about, or if you're a little bit more cautious, see it as a potential challenge. Either way, one thing's for sure. We need to be informed, we need to be engaged, and we need to make sure our voices are heard.
It's the only way we can shape the future of our
That's
communities,
right.
right?
And if you find value in deep dives like this, well, we hope you'll consider supporting our work at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes.
Every little bit helps us keep bringing you these important conversations.
That's right. And until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and think and act locally.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.